American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slinger's microphone. All of it presented to you by X Insurance. As I was telling you in one of the previous breaks, if you're a cop today, if you are an armed security guard, a civilian that's carrying a firearm, it doesn't make any difference. These are dangerous times out there. I don't have to tell you that, particularly you law enforcement officers. X Insurance will tailor, build a program for you to protect you in the the worst moment of your life. God forbid it happened to you. X Insurance will be there. They've been doing it for 40 years. This isn't cookie-cutter insurance. This is the real deal. They will tailor-make a program, and we're just proud to have them with us. The previous 2 hours of Armed American Radio were huge, lived up to the Monster Cast. Alan Gottlieb's segments in the first hour, I believe, were probably the most informative I've heard, and he's been with me for years. He's my mentor. He's my dear friend. And I've worked with him as a member of the board of directors for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms for years. Those were the most informative words from Alan I've heard in a long time. I learned a lot from him. We don't discuss these things prior to the show, so I'm just like you. Go back and listen to that first hour. It was incredible. We were talking about the National Rifle Association, and Mr. Gottlieb was giving us the dope, the skinny, if you will, of why it is such a bad situation and what it means for gun owners across the country to have the National Rifle Association going through this. And I, of course, made it very clear that I believe it was single-handedly driven by one individual who refuses to go. And we'll talk about that with this amazing group coming up in the roundtable as well. But make sure you go back and listen to that. And then hour two, with Alan, the Alan Corwin experience, always provocative, always fun to go back and forth with Mr. Alan Corwin. So go back and listen to that. I'll have the podcast up for you here soon, and I know many of you are. Regardless of where you are tuned in today, and I want to give a quick shout out to our newest affiliates, KXKS AM 1190 Albuquerque, New Mexico, right? Yeah, Breaking Bad, man. Yeah, that was a great series, Albuquerque. KXKS 1190. I have a lot of friends out there tuned in Albuquerque, New Mexico today. Great to be with you. WMLP 1380 AM and 94.5 FM in Milton, Pennsylvania. Around Wilkesboro, Scranton. We'll have to ask Justin about that in just a moment. WWPA AM 1340 and 101.7 FM in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, tuned in right now. You got all 3 hours live. We're at home with you right now. And K-Pop, KPOP, 94.3 FM in McAllister, Oklahoma. We're live with you now, and you're running the weekday show early in the mornings. Great to be there on your radio dials. Welcome to Armed American Radio. Let's get started. This is a classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. Nobody does it better than this program, I promise you. Let's get started. We'll pick the picture up on the board. Brad Primo, CEO Lead Slingers, you were first up. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Mark. Stepped there at the pool. Had Army buddy in town visiting me, so it's been a great weekend so far.
Nice. Love it. Too much fun. We'll talk about that on the air, because I got beat up out at the lake today, man. It was rough. My boat got tossed around. You know, the tiny ship was tossed, right? You know, Gilligan's Island. And this was on a lake, man. You know, it was so crowded. Man, oh, man, it was crazy. But welcome in. All right, next up, Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. Justin, what's going on, man?
Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I can't wait to get your opinion on these things coming up in this hour. And, of course, Neil McCabe, longtime Armed American Radio's Washington, D.C. correspondent. If you've ever watched One American News, and I'll just let him give you his resume. It's too long. It's longer than the sponsor list. Neil McCabe, welcome in. Longtime White House correspondent, television on air and writer, humanevents.com and everywhere else. How you doing, Neil McCabe? We love you.
Hey, fantastic, Mark. I'm pumped and jacked to be with you. And I would ask everyone to check out my weekly column that's just was posted at Tennessee Star, Ohio Star, Michigan Star, Virginia Star. And I'm also a media fellow at the Gold Institute for International Strategies, among other things, Mark. Great to be with you.
Among other things. And Neil loves to go get ribs, or at least just order them and have them delivered. He doesn't like to spend 10 to 12 hours smoking them like we do. That's the only difference,
Mark,
between Neil and I.
Mark, I have a new recipe for ribs.
What? 877 ribs?
It's called Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. Okay. All right. We're going to start with Justin Moon because I'm following the pictures. If you're watching me on television, you can see behind me everybody's photos flashing up here on the screen. Neil's mug is up there right now, but we're going to go to Justin Moon. Justin, I got to start with you guys with that 800-pound elephant that, the news broke out of New York that Letitia James, one of the worst gun haters in American history, politically driven, taking tons of money to the tune of, if I'm not mistaken, over 70 to between $70,000 and $87,000 from that Marxist George Soros and his PACs, et cetera, has now filed suit civilly against the National Rifle Association and named four individuals individually. This is going to be a tough road for the National Rifle Association. I want to get your thoughts on what's going down, bro.
Yeah, I think the Democratic Party has unmasked itself. It's showing exactly what it tends to do if it wins the election. They're definitely coming for our guns. If Trump doesn't win and Biden gets in there, he's going to put that guy, Beto O'Rourke guy, who says he's going to grab all our AR-15s, and then they're going to use every instrument in the U.S. federal government to go after the gun owners and to disarm us, so that then they could do whatever the heck they want with the American people. It's very scary and it's very unfortunate.
It's unnerving, to say the least. Brad Primo, let's bounce over to you on this. You and I had a couple text exchanges during the week about the National Rifle Association when the news first broke. And I've really been looking forward to getting your voice up here on the show about this. Are you disappointed in what... Because I lay blame. I made it clear in the opening segment of the first hour that I lay blame right square at the feet of Wayne LaPierre. He's the CEO of the organization. He's allowed this to fester, and I blame him for allowing this to happen. But having said that, there's 5+ million members of the NRA. Where are we here? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think it's twofold. One, this is the further weaponization of government against political enemies that the Democrats have been doing since the Obama administration. It's a hallmark of leftist communist regimes across history. I mean, so no surprises there. Wayne needs to go. I mean, I think that's been, everybody's known that for a while, and I'm a proud life member of the NRA.
Right.
We still need the NRA. Okay. Like, just because this is probably the low point in its history in their activism and effectiveness has been blunted over the years, mainly due to, things that Wayne LaPierre has been doing or not doing over the years. We still need the NRA. It is still the largest and possibly potentially most effective organization that we have to influence Congress and politicians. We have to save the NRA. But what's going to have to happen is we got to clean it out. And so if there's a silver lining in all this, maybe there's a way that we can kind of clean out the leadership of the NRA right now, get some new ones in there. NRA comes back leaner and meaner. And it needs to be a lot meaner, and we move forward from there. But these are dark times. But like we cannot afford. I mean, like I told you this in the text message. What Wayne has accomplished right now is what Democrats haven't been able to do for decades, which is bring the NRA to its knees. Okay,
You're right. No, you're right, and I'm glad you reminded me about that part of your text, because that's a very true statement, listener. Brad is 100% correct. That the NRA now, right now today, is on its knees. And it's not kneeling before the anthem. It's taken a throat punch and is on its knees. And that throat punch came from within. Let's make that very clear. This was avoidable. This was 100% avoidable. Neil, I'm going to let you take us to the break. Only got about a minute and a half, but I want to pick that up with you on the way. Well, we've got 30 seconds, Neil, so let me do this. Neil, I'm going to come back to you at the top of the next segment, which will you more time, okay? Which will give you more time to kick it around during this break and to think about it. But I'm going to just let you take off on what Brad said. Really not a leading question for you. I just want to hear what you have to say. At the worst possible time for the NRA to drop to a knee because it's got its wind taken out of it for a little bit, I want to know what the great Neil McCabe thinks about this, because no doubt Neil's going to be writing about it and talking about it on this show for quite some time, because this isn't going away anytime soon. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the Crossbreed Holster Studios, Led Slinger's microphone, all of it brought to you by X Insurance. You see him over here with me. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but four football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone, presented to you by X Insurance. Great company. Make sure to check them out. All of them, LeadSlingersWhiskey.com, right? CrossbreedHolsters.com. xinsurance.com, and many other great sponsors. We'll go through those in another segment. All right, let's go back now to the phones. Neil McCabe, Washington, D.C., Armed American Radio correspondent. I got a message here, guys, that you're going to love. And forgive me who typed it. I forget. I'm scrolling through. I've lost where it was. But essentially, I'm going to paraphrase. It said, looking at the photographs behind you on the screen in the studio, I would take where Brad is any day of the week. Sorry, Neil. But I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that D.C. swamp where you are. Brad, you're out fishing in your picture, and Neil's got the Capitol behind him. So I just want to let you know. And Brad's mom is in there, too. I love it. Hi, Di. How you doing? We love you. Neil, take it away, man. What? Where are we with this NRA deal?
Well, you know, I really appreciate what Brad has to say. And, you know, it's... the whole situation is just completely very awkward and difficult, and it makes me absolutely heartsick.
Yeah.
However, I do have to express some gratitude to the Attorney General of the state of New York and other people who are sort of taking it to the NRA right now, because these opponents of gun rights are doing what the gun rights community was unable to do itself. What the reformers or the good people inside the NRA were unable or unwilling to do themselves. Going back 10 years, Mark, everyone knew that Wayne LaPierre and his buddies were treating the NRA like a piggy bank, right? There was millions of dollars being sloshed around that wasn't going towards gun rights. It was going into people's pockets, right? We also know that the NRA was the number one reason why gun rights legislation on Capitol Hill did not pass, because they would deliberately kneecap those bills. And I'm thinking specifically of the 2011 National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Bill. But also they stood by and watched when the Republicans gutted the Hudson Bill and ended up beefing up background checks without giving us that fantastic National Concealed Carry Bill that was passed the House and that would have been a great law, okay? We also know that the NRA has gone out of its way to support Democrats, to give Democrats bogus A ratings, and to give Democrats cover. We know they were playing footsie with Harry Reid. They took a $60 million gun range in outside of Las Vegas as part of Obama's recovery plan that was packaged up with a bow from Harry Reid. And then, you know, so it's like, yes, we need the NRA. As mentioned, I've had problems with the NRA ever since I got involved in sort of covering gun issues and gun politics. But during, you know, every 2 years, you sort of rely on them as the 800-pound gorilla that's sort of gonna do the things you need a big NRA to do. Well, you know, everybody knew these problems existed 2 years ago, 3 years ago, a year ago. Everyone knew what was going on, and so. Basically, no one else was willing to do it. No one else was able to do it. And so now the leftists are going to do it for us. Clean house. Yeah.
You know, you just came full circle. I mean, I love it. I'm going to let it stand where it is. And, Neil, I want to remind you, you and I met in a conference room at an NRA convention many years ago.
Yes, many fine romances have started at NRA conventions, Mark.
Many romances, for sure. No question about it. And here you are all these years later on Armed American Radio. And that came from an NRA conference. It was interesting how that worked. Now I'm going to go down to Justin Moon. Justin, welcome back. You know, what Neil was just talking about, and this is really interesting to me. Justin, I'm sure you remember when Harry Reid had an A-plus rating from the NRA for years.
Yeah.
4 years he had an NRA A-plus rating. I believe it was after Obama's election where his A rating – well, no, it was back during Clinton years, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a while. I've lost track of that. But regardless, he eventually said the hell with the National Rifle Association and decided to go all in for gun control. Harry Reid, the liar he is. But it was McConnell's Senate when we had control of the Senate that after the Republican-controlled House passed the Hudson bill, which was national reciprocity, McConnell never took it to the floor. So in a situation like that, who can we really trust, Justin?
Well, that's the thing. You know, whenever an organization gets large, you know, corruption seeps in. But, you know, we have a tendency in the right and among the conservative side to eat our own. And at this time, when the left is united and absolutely ravaging us in so many different ways in terms of everywhere in the press and using the government and the institutions of government to attack all conservatives and gun owners, I don't know if it's the best time for us to air our dirty laundry. I mean, everybody's got dirty laundry.
That's a great point. That really is. I hadn't thought about it in that perspective. You know, we're never, ever, ever going to get a fair shake in the media, ever, ever. I mean, we have to accept that. I'll just let Neil, what he said, just stand flat out on its own. And Brad, you too. I mean, the commentary on this has been fantastic. I've been looking forward to this conversation all week. And I'm going to ask each of you quickly as we go into the next break here and then go into the longest segment of the show. Brad, does the NRA right itself here? And will we have that lean, mean NRA in the next year or two that we desperately have? And God, it's just god awful that we don't have it now during this election. But will we get it back?
I think we can. I think that, you know, looking back, I mean, you know, Oliver North is the one, remember, he's the one that blew the whistle on all this stuff. He really did get the ball rolling.
Well, true. But, and it all stemmed from the Ackerman McQueen lawsuit as well. So,
yeah. You know, so, I mean, there's still a lot of good people involved in the NRA and the higher echelons of the NRA. So, you know, there's still some backbone there. You know, we're going to have to wait and see probably like kind of what's left after, you know, the New York Attorney General gets done with it. I know the NRA has filed a countersuit. Right. This is going to play out, you know, for probably years in court. You know, what we can hope for is that, you know, the better and stronger voices in the NRA kind of rise to the top as we're going to find out a lot more really bad. I mean, this does not stop at Wayne LaPierre's budget for his
or the
apartment for his girlfriend, you know, and all this kind of, it doesn't stop there. I mean, there's going to be a lot more, probably worse, more damaging things that come out about what he was up to along with his cronies, which, you know, like what, you know, what was said earlier. I mean, like this, you know, maybe the leftists are kind of doing what we've not been able to do. And it's unfortunate we couldn't do it for ourselves. But now we got this kick in the pants and we realize what's at stake. I mean, in some ways, the NRA was so powerful and so big. You know, I think, you know, gun owners kind of got complacent in a way.
Yeah.
Because the NRA, you know, it was so powerful. I mean, like, look what the NRA did to Democrats after the 94 assault weapon ban.
Yeah.
You know, they clean house. And, you know, that was 20 years ago, but I think we've been leaning on that too much. So, yeah, we can do it.
Complacency, that's good to know. I'm gonna leave that right where it is because I like that optimism. I think you're right. The NRA is not going anywhere. Unfortunately, this is going to take a long time to play out, and it's going to play out long after Wayne's gone. This is going to go on for years. But unfortunately, I think you're correct. There's going to be more come out about this, but we'll come out of it okay, just not at the election we need it the most. Back after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. The promo code over there at MyPillow.com is AAR. You can use it for everything there. I've seen some comments. Pet needs a new bed. My dog has one. She loves it. It's huge. She's a little tiny thing, but it's a lot bigger than her. It's comfortable. No question about it. The promo code is AAR, MyPillow.com. Support Mike Lindell. He supports us, and it's very important. Promo code at DefenderCoffee.com, AAR. Donate your portion of the profits to the gun group of your choice. I give mine to SAF. I get 3 bags a month now delivering. And because I'm getting the coffee club, I get the free shipping. So you get 15% off everything at the site, but not at the coffee club because you get free shipping. So I'll take that deal. Promo code AAR. More when we come back after the break with some other great sponsors. All right, let's get back to it here. I got to go. Where did I leave off, Neil? I left it off with you. Neil McCabe?
Yes, hello.
Jump back over to me. Go ahead, Neil.
Well, I just think that, just to sort of wrap up, is we needed the NRA. We need the NRA now. The problem is that it's not up to us, and it's not up to the NRA anymore. And you're actually, when you're running a nonprofit, there's very tight regulations that by the IRS, and you're actually not allowed to spend $300,000 on clothing for yourself when you're running a nonprofit. And when you do that, your enemies, you've given your enemies the tools they need to dismantle you. And so we hope that the NRA can be saved, and we hope that we can have something similar to the NRA in the future, but it is no longer up to us because we couldn't do it ourselves. And so now we are spectators to see, and when the leftists have done what they want mm-hmm. to do, then we have to pick up the pieces.
Justin, we're going to leave that alone and move on. Justin, CEO of Carr Arms, New York gun purchases have jumped over 121% just in June alone for the latest numbers in New York City. People are scared to death. We've seen what's happened in Chicago. People are petrified. Crime going through the roof. Chicago's always been bad. Now it's worse than ever. Portland, Oregon, there are Democrats claiming that Portland, they're still claiming that those are protests. Those are riots being committed by anarchists who hate America. Seattle, the same thing. And here's the kicker. So it's kind of a twofold question. Number one, are you shocked that that crime rates are going up when you look at a city like New York now out just openly socialist, hating the cops and everything else? I'll let you go to it and address what you think the root cause of the problem is. And well, do you think that that's what Americans want for our country in the next election?
I mean, the Democrats let all the criminals out of jail because of COVID-19, and then they go about, you know, demoralizing the police department and firing all the police. And then after they do that, you know, they give free rein to the rioters to pursue criminal activity. I mean, with those government policies, what do you expect? Crime's going to blow up. And now the only types of people which the Democratic, you know, policymakers are looking to put in jail are business owners who don't wear masks. I mean, this is the problem we face, Mark. We look at this and we say, this is insane. These Democrats are crazy. But we should take a step back and look at everything that's happened over this Trump administration, this 3.5-year period. Everything has happened sequentially, mm-hmm. on time. As soon as one issue ends, another issue is developed. As soon as another issue ends, you can't make this happen accidentally. I mean, when you look at the sequential sequencing of all these events, it's right out of a business plan, Mark. I mean, if you take one step back and look at what's happening to our country and look at what the Democratic Party is doing, this is not random. The planning in the events is just so obvious to see. It's scary.
I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement. When too many things line up and appear to be coincidences, but they keep lining up, they're no longer coincidences.
No.
Okay, and I agree. And that's not tinfoil hat. That's a fact. I've seen that way too many times in my life and been proven wrong a few times, but very rarely. Brad Primo, there's the power of the mainstream press here. I want you guys, I can't wait to get this conversation with you guys. The media cannot be underestimated as we move into this election cycle. There was a text message I got from a friend of mine. I don't want to name who it is because I don't know who it is, but it was a theory that fascinated me. Because I am a critic. I've been a critic on the nation's airwaves for almost 12 years now of the hate-filled, biased, un-American, treasonous mainstream media. Thank God Trump calls it out every day from the bully pulpit. I love it. Millions of Americans have seen the light. But there were some statements that this individual made on an exchange, some type of chat exchange, that wait until you see what happens. Here's my theory. The mainstream media will just declare Biden a winner. They'll just say he won, and they'll say it in unison, and it won't matter what the numbers are because they're not going to report the numbers. They're just going to say he won. They're going to report whatever number they want that shows Biden wins, and the rest of America be damned. We've seen them do this in other ways where they don't cover Trump's press conference, for example, or they cover something that's all hateful. That it's that lie of omission. When you combine these things together, the media is very powerful. Is it possible, and I can't wait to hear Neil's answer on this too, as part of the media, that the mainstream media will literally call the election the way they want to see it?
Well, I mean,
tough question.
Yeah, I mean, like, who knows? I mean, I'll tell you this. I mean, so I've been, you know, I like to read, and I'm a history nerd.
And, you know, my wife is from Spain, and so I have a very close connection to that country. And so I've been reading about the Spanish Civil War lately, which is a fascinating history that's not really taught much in the United States.
Right.
But one of the things that kind of interested me and kind of had a light bulb go off in my head is, you know, back during the late 30s, when that Spanish Civil War was kicking off and going hot, you know, we were still in the Depression. And that was when communism started to kind of bubble to the surface in the United States. And the people who brought it to the surface were a lot of members of the press. We had a lot of reporters and members of the press who were going to live in Soviet Russia and Moscow, and they were sending back dispatches to U.S. media about how great everything was there, completely ignoring the starvation going on in the farms. They nationalized the farming. They then went to Spain and reported on how great the people's movement was there. And, you know, the bad thing about the Spanish Civil War, there were no good guys. We had fascists fighting communists. It was like a terrible, terrible deal. But the fact of the matter is, though, is that, you know, what I'm seeing in just through history is that, you know, the communists infiltrated the media 100 years ago. And so we all know how they play fast and loose with the truth and how they try to mold the quote-unquote truth to mold public opinion. And so, like, I would not put anything past them. They hate Donald Trump. They hate what he stands for. They hate us. They hate what we stand for. We're the exact opposite. We're the only thing standing in their way to completely remaking American society. And so they'll do anything they have to get us out of the way. If it means making up stories, half-truths, lies, or whatever, they're going to do it. And we need to be ready for it.
All right, Neil, taking a listen to Brad's response to that question, and as someone who has been a part of the media in that respect, I mean mainstream media, we all know that what Brad just said is fact. They do refuse to tell us things. They do make up stories. They do lie. Real quick, again, time is getting the best of us. Is it possible that something like that can happen? Go ahead. You got 30 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew Breitbart said, hello?
Go ahead. That was the ride. I didn't want to hear that. That scares me. We're going to have to talk about it during the break. Go ahead. You said absolutely. Go ahead.
Andrew Breitbart said that the media is more powerful than all three branches of government combined. The media decides everything. And that's the bottom line.
They do. We're going to go back to that. That's too compelling to leave on the table. We'll go back to that media when we come back. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios, Lead Slingers, Microphone Roundtable, all of it presented by X Insurance. We'll be back with Brad Primo, Justin Moon, Neil McCabe right after this.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slingers Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slingers Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back. Fastest hour in radio, man. There we go. Cut that down. There we go. Can't talk over that. Fastest hour in all of radio. This is the final segment already. I can't believe it. I want to take this opportunity quickly to please ask you to please support our sponsors, Lead Slingers Whiskey, leadslingerswhiskey.com. Go over there, put your date in there and all that fun stuff you got to do by law, and then enter your zip code and find out where the distributors are in your neck of the woods. If there's not one there, there will be soon because they're exploding across the country. DefenderCoffee.com, promo code AAR, DefenderCoffee.com. AAR is the promo code. Crossbreed Holsters, discounts up on the page right now. And another holster you're going to be hearing from soon is N8 Tactical. On the program that's coming up. I'll explain that in a little bit. In fact, I'm going to ask Justin about it in just a moment for good reason. Second Amendment Foundation, gunbroker.com. Tomorrow, these studios will be the gunbroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And of course, the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, MyPillow, promo code AAR, AAR. And then, you know, Pulse TV. These guys got the coolest stuff going on over there. I'm constantly ordering stuff. It's like Christmas and now August because stuff just keeps showing up at the house. But it's Pulse, PULSETV.com/armed. All kinds of specials going on. Got a new one coming up with a germ kit that should be out sometime tomorrow. I keep saying that, but the work has been done. We had to get approval because of the texting. There's some laws in there, some disclaimers we had to put in the spot. But that's always fun. That place is great. And, of course, Car Arms, tell you about that with Justin in just a moment. And Front Sight. Front Sight. Go get your free certificate to train at frontsight.com/M-A-R-K. North American Arms. Coolest little minis. Nobody makes them like they do. They got a lock on it. Best in the world. Highest quality mini revolvers you'll ever put your hands on. And now we're done. X Insurance, because it's all brought to us by X. We want to give all of our sponsors a huge shout out. All right. Neil McKay, back to you. Before I go to Justin, I've got a couple issues with him. Your answer about the media scared me to death because you know the media well. Now, you know for years I've often said that the mainstream media, if you look at it as an entity, is the single most dangerous entity we face in this country today because they shape everything. Everything, wherever people get their ideas from, it's coming from some form of media. Now, when you throw in a 24-hour cycle, you throw in bias in virtually every level of it, you throw social media in, it's a recipe for disaster. So I want you to repeat what you said before, that how frightening it is and what Andrew Breitbart said, because you absolutely believe that the media, and Joseph Goebbels knew this in propaganda way back in the 30s, that if you tell a lie long enough, you can get anybody to believe anything. How dangerous are they at this election coming up?
Well, I mean, they're the final arbiters. I mean, imagine if the impeachment crisis had ended in December or early January, and then the Trump administration wasn't facing an existential threat to its own. You know, the president was in verge of being ousted. He came very close to being ousted. And so, you know, it's like the media was spinning everything up on impeachment, and then they turn on a dime on COVID. I had dinner the other night with an editor at The Washington Post. It was a lovely time. We were in Georgetown right on the waterfront. And he told me that the only three stories that matter right now in the media are COVID-19, Black Lives Matter, and the election. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine how we're going to fare in each one of those if it's up to the Washington Post.
Well, of course, I get that. And, you know, we all know that. And look, here's what I say. Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. Americans are smarter than the press. However, I'm not talking about somebody watching CNN and getting a particular story that's biased. I'm talking about all media reporting one deal about the presidency of the United States and the outcome of it in a hypothetical situation. And the fact of the matter is, it is possible to sway that much when everybody's on that same page. I'm not talking about one story and Americans not being smart enough to figure out what's right, what's wrong. I'm talking about them laying out that story unfolding, and it might not be true. They do have the power to do that. And when they're all working in unison, it's very scary. Does that concern you as far as the media is concerned?
Oh, I'm very concerned, because if you look at what our media is doing, you know, I assume you're a reader of history because you mentioned Goebbels. Goebbels definitely did point out that if you wanted to get a population to believe a lie, you got to make a really big whopper of a lie. Because that way, psychologically, people can't believe that respectable institutions would ever lie that big. So the bigger the lie, the more likely that you can get away with fooling people with that lie. The other thing is that, you know, when we look at what the media is doing, they really are running a very powerful demoralization campaign against the American people. Because the American people are extremely bright and well-educated. They can see and read and figure out what's going on. But I think what they're intending to do with this demoralization campaign is to basically pacify us to the extent that we won't take action when they steal the election. I don't think this is about winning a fair election. I think they completely intend to steal it, and they want to get us so demoralized that when they steal it, we do nothing. And instead of making a big bang to recover our liberty and our freedom, they just want us to go off into the distance with a silent whisper into our slavery.
Wow. You know, a lot of people are talking like that. And that's why when I saw that text message, about this in unison, this is not just an individual story that might not get reported, but we're talking about literally using that power, all of it from the left, to sway an election. Hey, Justin, quickly, before I go over to Brad Primo, you guys, and I did enter this, and I just want you to have an opportunity to talk to listeners about this, because you've got a Home Defense 3K gun and gear giveaway going on right now, and I want you to tell people how they can do it, because this thing includes a, oh gosh, where is it here? I don't want to give all the stuff. But I don't even know what's on here, but it's $3,000 worth of stuff. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we have a giveaway going. We run giveaways pretty consistently, but oh man, you got me. I know about this. My marketing manager messaged me.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. Where can people go to get on this giveaway? I entered it, you know, I had to, but it's huge.
Yeah, it's one of our partners. I believe it's Apollon Media is our partner, which we're working with to run this campaign. So it's probably going to be associated somewhere with what they're doing. Offensive Media Group is our partner who we use to make a lot of our campaigns.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to put this up on my social media page, okay, so that listeners know where to go to get this and jump on this. I jumped in it. We'll see what happens. I'm not usually that lucky. Hey, Brad Primo, real quick. Can the mainstream media steal it? Yes or no? We're at the end of the rope.
Absolutely. Absolutely, they can steal it. Misinformation, the PSYOPs campaign, they can do it all.
We are all three in agreement, all four in agreement here at the Roundtable on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast today. Justin Moon, thank you for being here. Can't wait to see you next week at the table. Brad Primo, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, can't wait to see you at the table. Neil, it really scares me when I hear you say that stuff. God bless you for everything that you do. We'll see you here at the table next week. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the GunBroker.com studios, Car Arm studios tomorrow. Right now, it's the Crossbreed Holster studios, Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone. I love it. All of it brought to you by X Insurance. We'll be back tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.